Hi. Tim Ferriss sucks, apparently. This is something I hear a lot from a lot of people that I come to meet when I'm either at an event or just socializing with people. And I mentioned the title before, Our Work Week, which is quite a controversial title in itself because people form assumptions and judgments about it before they've even picked up a book. And they then go on to tell me reasons why Tim Ferriss is a scam or he sucks or he's a liar. Or just all this crap that's basically is just an excuse for most people not to be living their ideal lifestyle. And it's a real shame because most of these people that do run Tim down have not really made the time or the inclination to actually check out his content. They've not gone onto the blog, they've not actually gone to read his books. They've even not done a simple thing, which is just to go on YouTube and actually look at the interviews with some of the guys, because he really is a man of great integrity with a lot of really, really good content out there. And that while, me, I've been reading, I've read the book three or four times now, and I can't remember which. And, I've been looking at it for the past 18 months. And before that, I was reading his blog, and I'd come across him from the Life Hacker blog and from other stuff. And okay, there's stuff I would not agree with. I do not agree on. I think that some of the stuff that Tim talked about is slightly outdated. It's changed slightly, particularly with the internet side of stuff in terms of news creation. Things have changed slightly. There's certain things I don't think you can do, but I think by and large, the model which he talks about and a lot of the principles and the guiding principles in the book are fantastic. One of the biggest areas that people often suffer with is news creation. That is, how do they create a low maintenance business which drives them passive income? And this is something which I've taken a lot of interest to and spent some time interviewing a number of successful newsers or 4-hour workweek readers. And it's something that I'm going to be putting together a lot more information on to freely, just distributing it to people who do have an interest in this area, in the hope that it might actually sway and change people's perceptions of Tim just slightly, and some of the principles. Because really, the man stands for an idea, and that is that you can aim for the impossible, some of the things that are very difficult. And with the right strategies and the right approaches to things, you can go on to achieve them. Something he's done time and time again. And really, we should all be aiming to take control of our life. And with his new book, The 4-Hour Body, of course, specifically our health. So what I'm doing is, and what I'd like you to do now from watching this video, is below this video is a link to a Google Documents survey. It's got four questions in it. And what I'd like you to do is just fill out what are some of your biggest frustrations, some of the things you've tried with the 4-Hour Workweek that haven't worked, specifically towards news creation, and what are some of the things that you're really stuck on at the moment. And why I'd like to do that, and why I'd like to take just a moment of your time to understand that, is because when I put together these series of interviews, and when I put together this free content which I want to distribute to you, I can then adequately pinpoint what are some of the problems that you've had in your face, and help you to provide solutions, either from myself, some people that are smarter minds than me and are a lot better at this stuff. And that way, I hope you will get a new look at Tim, a new look at the 4-Hour Workweek, and go on to change your life. So my name is Glenn Bridges, and you can check me out at www.facebook.com/bridgesonbusiness. I've got some new projects coming up very shortly, which you'll be able to find more about there. And I look forward to seeing, connecting with you and finding out more about your 4-Hour Workweek struggles and strifes in the near future. Cheers for now.